My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
China might have to deal with more trade tariffs from the US pretty soon. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Leanna Byrne and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report and we're live from the BBC World Service. Now, shares of major Chinese electric vehicle makers fell this morning after multiple news agencies reported the US is preparing to bring in more tariffs against Chinese companies specifically aimed at EVs and other sectors. The BBC's Mariko Oi is on this one. Hi, Mariko.
Hi there.
Right, Mariko, tell us the latest on this trade war.
I know, we keep talking about it, right? It started back in, 2018? This is the latest twist now. It's only according to reports at the moment. We haven't been able to get a confirmation. But according to Bloomberg and Reuters, the Biden administration is set to announce tariffs on some targeted industries. And in particular, I think the one that we keep talking about is the electric vehicles. Because as we've been talking about it, American and European lawmakers have argued that those Chinese EVs are subsidized heavily by the Chinese government, and as a result, they're much cheaper than those made in America or in Europe, and they've been arguing that it's unfair. So according to reports, that those tariffs might be announced as early as Tuesday in the United States. Again, no confirmation, but if confirmed, it would be one of the biggest moves by President Biden. Of course, he recently announced those tariffs on steel and aluminium. He also signed into that law that basically says that if ByteDance, the Chinese company, doesn't sell the US stake in TikTok, the app could face a ban. So there have been several moves by the Biden administration.
Surely this is just going to make things a lot worse between the two sides.
I think it's fair to say that Beijing might have been expecting something because this is, of course, an election year for America. And, of course, President Biden has been a bit more vocal about those Chinese trade issues. Of course, former President Donald Trump, who started this whole trade war back in 2018, he says if he gets reelected, he will impose 60% tariffs on everything that comes in from China. It's definitely not just trade and economy, it is definitely political as well. And from Mr. Biden's point of view, he wants to be seen to be tough on China, but without damaging the American economy as well.
Exactly. It's a tough balancing act for sure. The BBC's Mariko Oi, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. The Brazilian government is releasing $10 billion to help Rio Grande do Sul after terrible floods. Good news for the UK economy. It bounced back from last year's recession with a faster than expected growth of 0.6% in the first quarter of 2024. Now, this is not a story to listen to while you're eating. So if you are, just stop. Pasco Shikishima, it's a Japanese bread manufacturer. It's apologised to customers after more than 100,000 loaves of sliced bread have been recalled. And the reason why? Well, parts of a rat's body were discovered inside two of them. The BBC's Shaima Khalil reports from Tokyo.
The bread is produced at a factory here in Tokyo, whose assembly line has been suspended. So far, there have been no reports of anyone falling ill. Food recalls are rare in Japan, a country famous for its high standards of sanitation. The latest health scandal here involved a recall of dietary supplements meant to lower cholesterol. The firm Kobayashi Pharmaceutical said last month it is probing five deaths potentially linked to the products which contain red yeast rice.
Shaima Khalil there. The Eurovision Song Contest. Over on this side of the Atlantic, it's a big deal. And normally cities that host the event benefit financially. It's a great party atmosphere. But this year's competition in the Swedish city of Malmö has faced controversy because Israel's performer, Eden Galan, is included in the show.
I do like Eurovision. My children are happy about Eurovision. And I would like it to be so that the music will unite people.
Putting on a show like Eurovision is just feels wrong when these things are happening. So I'm showing my support from Palestine.
Two views from Malmö there. And the BBC's Charlotte Gallagher is in Malmö. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
Charlotte, just paint a picture for us, because normally Eurovision, it's really exciting. All the host cities want to host it. It brings in money to the cities. But what's been your experience?
It's a really mixed experience, I'd say. It doesn't feel like Malmö, when you're in the city centre, is hosting this giant party. It feels quite quiet. There's not loads of Eurovision bunting everywhere. Yesterday, there was a big protest in the centre of Malmö as well. Pro-Palestinian protesters walked through the streets. I mean, it was peaceful. It was very loud. But they are obviously people that feel passionately that Israel shouldn't be included this year. When you're in the city centre as well, and when you're at the arena, there are hundreds and hundreds of police officers. They've drafted in people from Denmark and Norway. There's also lots of plain-clothed security officers walking around with earpieces. I mean, down at the arena, it is different. The people there are there just for the music. They just want to see their country compete. But it is a definitely different Eurovision. There's no taking away from the fact that this is as much about the politics as it is about the performances.
Yeah, and Israel has gotten through to the final. Tell me about Israel's act and also some of the other acts that are, you know, on the radar for a lot of people.
So Eden Galan got through to the final last night. That now is one of the favourites to win. The favourite is still Baby Lasagna, though. That's a Croatian act, incredibly popular in Croatia and around Europe now. Bambi Thug, that's the Irish entry. That's something really different from Ireland. There's Italy, Angelina Mango, and Nemo, of course, from Switzerland. They're a huge favourite. But I do think at the moment, in the betting odds, it's looking likely that it's Croatia that's going to win, but Israel have moved up to second.
Charlotte Gallagher, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
I'm hopeful for Ireland. Come on. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.